This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We'll probably talk about SMU in just a little bit.
But and TCU, what, maybe.
We can. SMU has been phenomenal this season right now.
Don't forget about TCU, though.
Okay, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Oh, please don't masterpiece me.
You know how to get that done. All right. So I'm going to attempt to start with a positive.
Oh, good. And then, good luck with that.
And then we'll go into all the negative things. I still think DeMarvion Overshown looks pretty good. He was picking up some tackles for losses. That's what I've come up with.
And Rico played pretty well.
Yeah, and Brandon Aubrey can still kick the ball 7,000 miles.
All right.
Other than that, how was the play, Mr. Lincoln?
Yeah, not real good.
No.
And not looking good going forward either, right?
What do you think when, and I realize you got to say things to the media and then you say things behind closed doors and everything like that. And I know traditionally the trade deadline has not been particularly busy for the NFL, but I have to admit, I was a little surprised when I heard Jerry say, hey, we think maybe we can make a couple moves here and there and make the team a little bit better, when I guess I just envision it as the exact opposite. Like, you've seen the team, you know what the team is, you know where the talent deficiencies are, and it's time to kind of embrace this struggle season and pick it back up.
Yeah, I don't know that you could do enough to be able to cure this, right?
Oh, for sure.
Right? I mean,
yes.
One player's not going to change it. And you're sitting there, you know, kind of holding out hope that some of these injured guys get back. But, you know, if they're not coming back next week or the week after that, you know, it's kind of Katie barred the door, right? I think you're toast if you don't turn this around immediately. So I don't know that you, I mean, and what are you going to get at the trade deadline?
I'm with you.
And how much are you going to give up? You're not going to start trading first and second round picks, right?
No.
And if you're trading for somebody, it's on a team that's not playing well. So how good could that guy be playing? Yeah, I think that's a pipe dream that you can fix this in one day or within 24 hours of now, that you can bring in enough players to fix the offensive line, the defensive line, and especially the defensive line. I went back and looked at the touchdown to Ray McLeod. It was the 11-yard pass.
Yeah.
That play took 6 seconds.
Yep.
Six. Cousins stood in the pocket forever, waiting for McLeod to, he kind of went in motion from, they had three wide receivers left. He went in motion, cut through the other two receivers, split them, and then had enough time to go all the way from the left to the right to catch the pass in front of Donovan Wilson, who, you know, was, I'm assuming he was in zone and had to pick that guy up. But when you got that much time to throw the ball, you're going to find somebody open. And I know they got a couple sacks, and, you know, at times they rushed Cousins, but not enough. He had all day in the pocket. Nobody was getting a push. And if they did, they needed to blitz. You know, and it was sort of like last week. Okay, you can blitz, but if you don't get there in time, then, you know, you're going to get burned because you got one or two guys, you know, missing on the play. You know, sort of the touchdown pass to Mooney. They blitzed. They blitzed Hooker. They blitzed Overshown. And then, you know, there was that bunch over there. I don't know if you want to call that a double pick or whatever, or a triple pick, but two wide receivers took out three Cowboys defensive backs, and that's why Mooney was so wide open. I think Diggs probably should have gone over the top to get around it, but he ran right into it. But again, when you blitz, then you got less guys back there to help out. So to me, you know, I understand the problems on offense and not scoring enough points, but, you know, if the offense is struggling, I don't mean you got to give up 27 points, but they did because they can't get pressure on opposing quarterbacks. And I don't know if you just get Micah Parsons back, that's going to solve it, because the other teams are going to go, okay, well, we'll make sure we neutralize him and we'll deal with the rest. And the rest is really not able to help enough to, you know, solve the problems of putting pressure on veteran quarterbacks.
And I understand in the heat of the moment, people say a lot of things. This just felt like very emblematic of the entire season. Did you see the video on the sideline where it sure does look like Dak Prescott says, "We effing suck"?
Well, you're going to argue with him?
No, not at all. Like I'm saying,
I appreciate the admission.
That might have been in the heat of the moment, but honestly, it feels like that's probably been building several weeks inside of him.
At what point did that happen? Because we're not watching TV.
He's standing on the sideline with Trey Lance. Let me go check the video because it was Sharif that posted it, and it actually has the time. No,
for the record, I do not dispute that whatsoever, but...
Was it after they had to punt because they had too many guys in the huddle?
I think it might have been. And then Dalvin Cook was like,
That when McCarthy threw his iPad down?
It was, but like those two things felt like.
It was fourth quarter with 3 minutes and 56 seconds left on the clock. So it was at the end of the game.
So he was already out.
Yeah, that's later than I would have thought.
Frustrated by that, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of frustration. You know, I saw somebody diagram a play that they said, well, if Dak had read it right, he could have thrown it to Jake Ferguson and it could have been a touchdown. Well, it was probably there at the end before he had to come out with the hamstring. Well, the reason he threw it right away because he didn't have time was because Ferguson forgot to chip number 15, Judon, of all people, right? And Judon's barreling in on Dak, and he's got to unload the ball. And, you know, he threw it short. It was an incompletion. But the reason that happened was because the guy was coming free, and another guy was coming free up the middle. And so the pressure on quarterbacks, you know, when it's real like that, I'm sure it gets frustrating for him because you're counting on Ferguson to at least chip that guy instead of he just nudged him and went out on the pass, and here comes Judon, and it's going to be a sack if he doesn't hurry up and throw the ball. So there's a lot of times when people, you know, do, you know, replays and, you know, diagram stuff, illustrate. Well, they leave some facts out so they can support what they want to presume that happened, right? Mm. And so be honest is all I'm saying. Go back and look at it. Don't make something up to say that, well, Dak's not reading the formations right or he's not reading the coverage right. He read it right. It just that he didn't have time to throw the ball. So, again, you know, I mean, it's like we talk about, you know, fix this, fix that, then something else happens, right? They make some mental mistakes that, you know, the fake punt should have never happened. I don't know.
Just line up for a real play if that's what you're going to do.
I mean, if if you want to call it, in gamble at that point, when I didn't think there needed to be a gamble. But when you're looking at the formation there, you got to see where the guy that was the cover guy over there on the gunner wasn't backed off. He was playing man defense. And as C.J. Goodwin said afterwards, he goes, yeah, he kind of told me afterwards, and he goes, I kind of figured this. He goes, I kind of knew what you guys were up to. And so instead of bailing the way they normally do and run down with the gunner, he was playing defense. And when you're playing defense basically on a punt, you can do anything you want because, you know, they're not designating Goodwin as an eligible receiver. You know, you're just blocking like you normally block. And, boy, that blew up, right? And so, yeah, you know, too many in the huddle, and then you got a punt. And it was just kind of mistake after mistake after mistake that, you know, get you in the end because you make this valiant effort to try to catch up, and you're within a onside kick recovery of having a possession to try to win the game, sort of like last week when they had the possession. But again,
there's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Those mistakes you make come back to haunt you in the end. And they don't have a great margin of error to be able to do that.
Ew.
I mean, and I know no one plays perfect. Football's a game of mistakes. I get it. But they're making them critical in critical situations.
Bill Parcells would say, I don't coach penalties. And I never really understood what that meant. Who does coach them? And how do they...
how do you coach penalties?
So how do they jump until the ball gets snapped? Yeah, what's the solution then to penalties, I guess?
Well, number one, the holding calls, you're getting your ass beat. And you're just grabbing to hold on
better
for
with
dear
your
life,
footwork.
Right?
Yeah.
And a lot of times, if it's a false start, it's because you've got anxiety. That guy's getting ready to beat me, so you're trying to, you know, jump the snap and get it perfect, and you take off too soon. I was trying to think of, false starts, I'm trying to remember, maybe one of them was they weren't lined up on the line of scrimmage, right? When they call that, that means the tackle normally is not on the line of scrimmage. Or, look, the guy in San Francisco, Trent Williams, he's never on the line of scrimmage. He's never having his head, your head's supposed to, you know, intersect the center's waist. He's never that close, but he doesn't get called. But you got to be careful because they're starting to call that, being more particular that. And if you have two guys in motion at the same time, like last week, and if I remember, they had a receiver in motion and CD kind of reset his foot, and they called it like two guys in motion. He wasn't really in motion. But, yeah, again, a lot of times, you know, the penalties. I mean, they had as many penalties, didn't they?
I think so, but obviously those don't agitate me.
But you only worry about the team you're watching.
Exactly. Right? They can fix their own crap on their own time, Mick. Now,
no, this time they only had four. It was last week. I think it was 9 and 8 or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's usually what happens to teams that aren't winning. They seem to get penalties left and right.
We dropped the ball with this on Friday, but we're going to bring some joy to your day. Last Friday was the one-year anniversary of the Texas Rangers winning the World Series.
Yeah.
And I want to play to you the audio when we were doing like our all-nighter up here post-championship of Jared Sandler just pouring out his heart and emotions. And then you can hear Mike in the background just opening some food and stuff.
Eric has been a part of this organization for 45 years.
Yep.
And he has experienced way more losing than winning. And let's be honest here. Eric's not 35 years old. And I don't know that I communicated this with him a ton, maybe once or twice. I know that he thought it. I know Matt thought it. And I know I thought it. It killed me. It killed me to think that Eric would never have this moment.
Like, you heard that emotion, Mick, and you heard Mike just, whatever.
Mike's
just
smiling right now, too, about
my
it.
My bags of popcorn.
It wasn't my turn to talk, Mick.
Turn your microphone off, then!
Cough button.
Yeah, so we
or
just
can
wanted,
opening button, right?
We wanted to present that to you.
Well,
so
that's good. So now we got to sit here and, you know, they're holding their breath on injuries.
Yeah.
Dak with the hamstring.
CD
with the shoulder, Wanye Thomas concussion. And by the way, the thing that I think TV tried to make a big deal out of, Dak was looking at his hand or whatever.
Oh, yeah, because it had the cut on it.
He had a cut.
Yeah.
It was bleeding. And the other thing, I don't know if this is encouraging or not, I was right behind him when we walked up the stairs onto the charter. And he was carrying his carry-on bag or whatever in his right hand. So the right hand's fine. And he walked up the steps just fine. Now, I don't know, you know, with a strained hamstring, if it's really bad that you can do that. But it wasn't like he was hobbling up the steps. And it's, you know, that's about 20 steps or so you got to take up.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's encouraging or not. And the thing on CD, you know, he actually went back in the game to catch that 2-point conversion.
And even then, he looked very upset when he got lightly tapped on the shoulder. Mm.
So, I mean, yeah, we'll see. You know, a lot of times when guys sprain their AC joint, they can harness it up. You can go back and play, but I don't know if you can do that for a wide receiver. You know, you kind of need both arms.
Yes.
Free.
That makes a lot of sense.
So if they go into that game and they don't have either of their top two wide receivers, that's a problem.
Well, we will talk with you again tomorrow. I'm guessing we will get some information one way or another on the MRI as the day goes along. Thank you very much, good sir.
Sure. Good to be with you guys.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, this time I promise we really will talk some about SMU. Plus,
don't forget TC.
Dive into Mavs and Magic. Next right here on The Fan.
SMU from its 29 with an 11-point lead, and Breshard Smith, midfield, and it's a foot race. Smith to the 25, the 10, touchdown.
KNC can't see Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We are going to give some love to SMU, but also, believe it or not, we have more Rangers breaking news. Now, we told you a couple of segments ago that Ross Fenstermaker had been promoted to GM, but don't worry, he still ranks in the hierarchy behind Chris Young. Now, World Series hero Nathan Eovaldi has declined his mutual option with the Rangers for 2025 and will become a free agent. I believe it's 1 year, $20 million. We were hoping he would opt in. You would know going forward. Chris Young told us that they are interested in Eovaldi one way or another, but obviously the dynamic that this mainly changes is a 1 year ain't going to cut it anymore. Or at least I would assume that.
Right. He opted out of 1 year, approximately $18
million. Yep.
He's probably going to get at most a 3 year deal at his age, but you're going to, if you want to compete and possibly get Eovaldi back, you're going to have to offer him a 2 year deal. And maybe there's a mutual option, kind of like, hey, if you hit these markers, a third year could happen. That's on this one is why he's able to opt out after 2 years. There was a mutual option and he's like, yeah, I hit the numbers, but I want another multi-year deal.
Exactly. So let's keep an eye out on that. I know Nathan Eovaldi is a player that a lot of Rangers fans would like back.
I like him, man. He's a gamer.
I agree.
He's a gamer.
We'll see how that plays out. Now, you heard the audio coming back. SMU. They throttled previously undefeated Pittsburgh 48-25. SMU is now ranked number 13 in the country. This is their highest AP ranking since 1985.
What? When was the death penalty?
Did that come in 89-ish?
Yeah, but 85, they were NIL-ing it great. Yeah. They were beating A&M.
But NIL didn't exist yet.
Oh, well, wow. You know what? They figured out a way. By the way, David Robertson opted out as well over the weekend, in case you missed that, if you want more Ranger stuff.
The Admiral?
No, that's David Robinson, the pitcher.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Thank you for that.
Really good-looking guy.
Yeah, we talked to him. He had
big calves.
High energy.
Are you the reason no one's allowed to do interviews anymore in the locker room? Because you're like, look at that guy's calves.
No, but
we can't do those anymore.
I think at least for football, aren't they working on that, right?
Spring training.
I think for football more than anything.
Then don't step on the logo.
That is true. I never do. Eric. Now, SMU improves to 8-1.
Who did they lose to?
They lost to BYU, I do believe.
Okay.
And that was only by 3 points, 2 or 3 points. I'm going to say 3. And BYU is obviously having a heck of a season. They're top 10. They're 8-0. So SMU's only loss is to another really good team that's top 10. And now you're looking at SMU and thinking, holy moly, are they going to go to the playoff? I realize that some people still might not believe, but this is their highest ranking in 39 years. It's incredible.
Yeah, they're given the ACC relevance, aren't they?
Oh, right in now. Your face, Clemson and Miami.
Yeah, what are they even doing? You know, I guess Miami's actually really good.
Yeah, Miami is really good.
But yeah, man, this is kind of cool that right here in Dallas, this is happening. You know, for years, TCU in Fort Worth was dominating. And we gave them their rightful love. And now SMU's at the top. There's one day Denton and UNT will get their respect.
No, they won't.
Just imagine if SMU and Miami played in the ACC championship game and SMU knocked off undefeated Miami.
They're going to have to do that, though, to make the playoff,
I definitely think you're right.
Because if they win out the rest of the way but then lose the championship game to Miami, they're probably going to knock them out of the top 12.
The only thing I think you're right. Overwhelmingly, I think you're right. The only thing I wonder if it would change is if SMU then was, let's say, 11-2 and they lost to Miami by like
three
points and BYU stayed undefeated. So if you've got undefeated BYU, undefeated Miami, and SMU lost to both of them by three, maybe. But you're probably right. You're going to need to win out to make the playoff.
Yeah, this is great for
SMU.
We're
in November and we're even talking about that.
Yeah, and hey, if you're a TCU fan, we talked about Hacksaw Max Jim Duggan.
That is true.
Quite a bit. We were rooting for them. We have no bias towards SMU or TCU. We want them to both be great in the Metroplex. But TCU's not this year. And I don't know if TCU ever will be again. I'm going to be honest with this.
Oh.
TCU does not have the same alumni that SMU has. You just talked about the death penalty. It's proven. There's way more money at SMU than there is at TCU. And TCU does have millionaires that have graduated and billionaires that have probably graduated. It doesn't seem like TCU's alumni is willing to pump in the money that SMU is willing to do. Because you have to remember, in the 80s, they did. They were, yeah, Texas was paying players. A&M was paying players. So yes. It's documented. SMU was beating those teams. They were literally paying more money than Texas and Texas A&M and Oklahoma. They were winning the battles in the 80s of recruiting by money. And I'm not saying SMU is going to overtake Texas and Texas A&M, but I do think SMU can compete in the NIL market, which is weird because it is a smaller private school in the heart of Dallas, but it seems like they have enough billionaires that are willing to go above and beyond to compete with the top schools in the country to get the talent there.
Didn't it feel like whenever I was in that, in between that time period, I always felt like SMU's excuse was our grade, our GPA to get in. It's just
difficult. Our academic standards are too high.
I do wonder.
This feels kind of offensive to some people.
Can they dominate recruiting in Dallas? Because this area is flush with talent. I just don't know if they can dominate that, but if they could, because I don't know how many kids want to stick around Dallas rather than get a chance to go play somewhere else.
Here's the advantage I think they do have. I don't even think they need to dominate. I just think they need to pay attention and pick up all the non-marquee D1 players. You know, because otherwise it's like, okay, maybe you do want to go play at New Mexico or whatever. Maybe you want to go into the service academy, but if you don't, and your only other D1 offer now is coming from a team that like might actually matter in the ACC. I just think they need to look at some of the other players. Like everyone goes out to watch, you know, Duncanville, Allen, whoever. And they're like, oh man, we all got to see this one kid. Watch the rest of the team and be like, hey, what's the story with this kid? Yeah. Why isn't he getting recruited? And they're like, oh, he's a 3-star. He's good. He's just a football player. Load your roster up with those people.
Well, I know when Coach Patterson was good at TCU, because my brother-in-law was part of the staff then. He had Broaddus's job. Broaddus took over his job when my brother-in-law left. They would look at guys that, like, he was there in Katy with the quarterback offensive coordinator coach when they found Andy Dalton. And a lot of the TCU staff wasn't crazy about Andy Dalton. They're like, he's not the guy. And the coordinator's like, no. He's the guy. I'm telling you, he's going to be the guy. Or they would go watch these unbelievable running backs and go, yeah, he's going to be my defensive end. He's going to be my outside linebacker. I just have to convince the kid who's not getting great scholarship offers as a running back. It's because you're not a running back at the next level. I'm going to turn you into a pass rusher. I'm going to turn you into a linebacker. It's going to take some time. And so that's how TCU thrived for a long time, is taking Andy Dalton, who most schools didn't want around here, but going, he's at a big program. I see it. I think he's going to fit our system well. Ball control, smart quarterback.
He can do exactly what I want.
Not a cannon for an arm, but a good enough arm that we can survive with that and stuff like that. So I think TCU is going to have to still try to do that. I don't think SMU is going to have to do that. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be able to maybe not get the 5-star guy at Duncanville who's going to Alabama and Oregon. But
there's still a lot of damn good players.
I think
out
that
there.
They're going to be able to compete in the marketplace and beat Texas Tech and beat TCU and beat Houston and beat those schools and then compete with UT and A&M for money.
And it'll be interesting to see the rest of the way this season plays out, because maybe you go up against Miami or whoever it is, you get run off the field and get brought back to reality. Or maybe you make it to the ACC championship, you stand toe to toe with one of the big time teams. Now all of a sudden everyone's like, oh,
I want to play there.
Yes, exactly. All right, I want to throw this out there real quick. If you can give me cut number 14, please, because we haven't talked about these fellas today.
Now they're 1-for-13 from deep. Okay, Logo Luka! I mean, just outside the logo.
Seeing as how the Mavericks have to play again today, I really loved
this. Late tonight,
isn't
that? Why is the time so bad?
So I think every NBA team is playing today.
Yes, they are, because it's all off tomorrow.
And they're all staggered by 15 minutes, because they took off tomorrow because of the election. And so Every game is staggered by 15 minutes.
I was like, I need this game on national TV. My antenna, I'm sorry if I recommended that antenna to you. Maybe it works perfectly for you. It's glitchy at best, and I got tired. Once they were up by 40 points in the third quarter, I was like, I'm not going to fight through this crap. I get it. They're going to win, and I'll just follow it on my phone, but my antenna has not done the job.
My guess what? Fubo got it.
They got it.
They finally got it. So we are in action.
Nice.
And it looks good. It looks real good. So I'm very, I was happy. But same thing though, right around the third quarter, I went, I'll go watch some football now.
I'm going to be interested in their TV numbers, the Mavericks. I know it's early.
Yeah.
Because
that's a good question. I'll look into that.
I watch every second of Maverick games. I love them. But I can't watch every second when it's glitchy like that. It just discourages me.
And this is probably not going to be helpful. I just wanted to let you know, Mike, for whatever it's worth, it does look good on DirecTV. Because I know you had questions about Channel 20. Yeah. Like, I haven't had any issues with that. I know that probably doesn't help you now.
When they're showing stupid programming on Channel 29, everything comes through perfectly in the morning. It's just the game. And I was like, is it raining outside? What is going on? So I might have to bite the bullet, which is great for the Mavs, is that I'll pay the $125, I guess.
But Mavs and Pacers tonight, 8:45, every game staggered by 15 minutes, so there are no games tomorrow for Election Day.
Oh, how am I going to be entertained then?
I mean, there's other stuff.
What, name one sport that's happening tomorrow. It's Tuesday, dude. There's Tuesday night football.
I feel like there's usually a college football game on Tuesday
night. High school
night.
Basketball maybe starting up?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Go check out
how can I watch high school basketball
volleyball playoffs?
Oh, you don't want to leave the house.
I don't want to leave the house. I want to stay home and watch
election
sports.
I got great news for you, Corey. Bowling Green against Central Michigan and Miami of Ohio against Ball State. Both college football games tomorrow.
It's the trade deadline. You can break down all the trades made in the NFL tomorrow night.
Or you can stare at all the returns from all the states and pretend like you can do something about it.
You guys convinced me. Sounds like I got lots of stuff to do tomorrow night.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where, yes, we got more Cowboys, but also Derrick Henry makes history. Next on The Fan.
You're going to run it up the middle. Bouncing off one player, and Henry takes it home for his 100th career rushing touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Here we go!
How cool is it that when we are at Buffalo Wild Wings, entire place starts doing the dip without.
That is, there's two things. One I like, one I don't care for. Is when everyone does the dip, I think that's super cool. When everyone loses their mind, like it's the Beatles and they're going on the Ed Sullivan Show as a very timely reference, when Mike likes it starts, I don't love that.
Mike loves it.
Take a load off, Kevin.
Yeah. God, relax.
Do you know how many people in my texts, in my social media and everything, have said, just take a load off, man.
Are you so
it's that simple.
Yeah, don't resist.
Relax.
Enjoy the difference.
It's the way he says it. I get it,
it
though.
It is.
I totally get it. It's the way Mike says it.
It's just so infuriating to me. Do I have anger problems? You make a fair point. Now, of course, Gridiron Gravy brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. Now, this is one of my favorite quotes. We talked about how the Raiders moved on from their offensive coordinator. Today, Antonio Pierce said, I'll decide who calls offensive plays in the next couple of days.
He's got a lot of stuff to do, you know, got to get prepared for the next team.
And yeah,
whether or not you still have a job at the end of all this.
Yeah, I can go ahead and answer that for you. And then Dennis Allen went ahead and said that I'm disappointed he got fired, in case you missed that breaking news on Sean and RJ. I'm disappointed, but I love that organization. And to you, Corey, I love the city of New Orleans.
It is a great city, man.
That's
it is a great
nice.
City. They got a huge cash injection into that city when Taylor Swift came through. So they're really looking forward to the Super Bowl.
Man, I would love an entire tour economic breakdown city by city.
Oh, it's significant. Yeah.
Because I bet it's
bananas. Let me go see if I can find that.
All right. Or you already have it. Quandre Diggs, by the way, is going to be out for the season with a Lisfranc injury. So whenever we go back to talking about DeMarcus Lawrence and he went on the injured reserve and when would he be back, will you hear yet again for a lot of people. I know we're a little bit later in the season, but a Liz Frank injury can be a season-ending injury, absolutely. Mm.
Always sounds like Anne Frank to me. I don't know why.
Liz Frank sounds like Anne Frank to you?
I know. I just, for some reason, I go back to grade school and go to the story of Anne Frank every time you say it, but I know it's just a foot injury.
Did you ever read those diaries or anything? Oh,
no, I don't think I read in high school.
Just.
I know how to read.
What?
I can read. If that's your question. I made the determination not to read.
What, did you read any book throughout school that you were like, that was a quality decision? That was school related.
I don't think so.
Wow. Okay. So kids, reach for the stars.
They take such a long time.
Do you have a better message for the kids out there?
Yeah, don't be like me. Like, I'm not saying don't read. I'm not saying, hey, you know, don't read, kids. I'm just saying I didn't.
Okay.
Still passed. I was like LeBron James when he faked that he read a book. Remember when he faked, like, it was really a good book, and I really appreciate the way that it came across. And remember that? Like,
that's, no, I don't remember
that. Oh, my gosh. Like, LeBron, he had a book in his hand, and you could tell he didn't read one page. And people who don't read know how to fake things like that and get by. And you could tell he hadn't read one page of that book. But he faked like he did, and it was a good fake.
Like that time you told the kids you've really never read a Harry Potter
everybody,
book.
Yeah, everybody knew he didn't read it.
But you love the movies.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That was, God, that was such a dumb thing I said.
Well, I will tell you this. Last night, my son was trying to do his homework, and he was like, I don't understand it. And I said, well, hold on. Did you read any of this part of it? And he was like, Mike never read anything. Why should I? And I was
oh,
like,
oh, no.
Did he really say that?
Yep.
That's awesome.
There's no way. All right. So I don't know if it's still been officially announced just yet, but it looks like Za'Darius Smith is going to be on his way to the Lions. Let's go to Philadelphia.
Ooh, that's good for them.
Yes, absolutely. Because they really needed to get better. But
look, that is a team that is saying we need to stock up for the Super Bowl.
And that does make sense to me. I know some people will argue like, well, their team way better than ours and they're still making moves. Because I think they see that as
this is our chance.
Yes,
this
let's make a move and that could be it.
And don't forget, last year they ran out of steam against San Francisco. That second half, they were just... They weren't deep enough. So they're like, we got to figure out how to be deep.
Now, A.J. Brown is going to have an MRI later today as well to determine the full extent of his injury. But the Eagles think they have avoided anything serious. So you've got MRIs coming down for A.J. Brown, Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb today. A lot happening in the NFC East in terms of some of these injuries and then potentially some of these injury updates. Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts. I'm not saying by any means that this is going to happen, but since he was benched, multiple teams, per Jordan Schultz, have reached out to see if the Colts would have any interest in making an Anthony Richardson trade. Even though that's described as unlikely, it is interesting how quickly teams jump in, whether it's going back to Bryce Young or now Anthony Richardson, and saying, hey, maybe we can get a young quarterback that we can fix at a discount or something along those lines.
Hey, you don't want to use that? I'll use that.
Yes.
What do you got? What are we working with here?
In the meantime, Indianapolis might have regretted their immediate decision to start Joe Flacco. He put out a minus 0.35 EPA per play on offense yesterday, which is the worst mark of the season for the Colts. So Anthony Richardson had not been good for them, and Joe Flacco had showed some flashes, got a start going forward, and in the first game, he was terrible.
Yeah, that was
the first game
tough.
Since this like official decision.
Yeah, he also didn't connect with Michael Pittman very often during this game either.
Is that a fantasy football note? That's definitely
a fantasy football note that I have right there. Michael Pittman had 4 targets, 1 catch for 14 yards. And like none of the receivers did very well throughout the day, to be honest.
Yes.
Like I'll give a lot of credit to Minnesota and a lot of credit to the offense for just being very stale.
If we can play cut number 17, this is Drake May. He has 11 seconds or so to try to tie the game at the buzzer against Tennessee.
Drake May for the game. Patting the ball. May scanning. Loads of time. He'll roll. He'll run. A sidestep. He's ready to throw. Nobody's open. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Oh, my goodness. Stevenson. And May with an absolute jewel of an effort.
Now, Corey, I want to know if you like this. The Titans would win the game in overtime. So Drake May was asked about that play and that throw, and he goes, "Oh, it doesn't matter because we lost." Like, that's probably the mentality you want one of your players to have,
yeah,
right?
It was a play that took forever. It was very similar to Dak's touchdown to Rico Dowdle.
Like, I could see that.
Go back and watch. Dak had to run around a little bit, and I had all sorts of emotions. When I was watching this play, too, I was like, what's happening right now?
Yeah.
Honestly, Kevin, watch that play again and tell me that it doesn't look like some of the high school football that we've watched in our time.
Oh, for sure.
Because even Carter was like, how is this happening right now? I was watching it with him, and he was like, how is this happening? That looks like my school right now. I was like, yeah, I kind of see that.
Did you call it a buzzer beater?
No, I don't think
Mike did not care for my terminology when I said that Drake May threw that pass at the buzzer.
Yeah.
As soon as we hit the audio, he goes, at the buzzer? It's fair. That is not that is not usually what people say in football.
But it was a pretty exceptional play. Patriots still aren't very good.
That is true.
And they lost to a not very good team.
Would the Patriots have beat the Cowboys yesterday?
It would have been a tie.
I could see that.
It
honestly
probably could have been down to a tie.
Honestly, I really could see that. Now, a team that did bounce back in a big way, the Baltimore Ravens. Now, there's a couple of different things to look at there. First of all, Lamar Jackson, 16 of 19, 280 yards, 3 touchdowns. He's had 250 yards or more passing in his last 5 games.
He was remarkable yesterday. Did you already say remarkable?
No. I think that's a good word. And then Derrick Henry, 7th straight season with at least 10 touchdown runs. Also, remember, we're like essentially halfway through the season, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
It's tied for the second longest streak in NFL history behind only...
Jim Brown.
That is a good guess.
Emmitt Smith.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
That was my next guess.
Once again, I know, trashing TCU, Corey Majors.
He won't pick LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry about that, guys.
Could have picked Turpin or Tomlinson.
Sammy Ball.
All right, I'll tell you what. To make it up, what say we go to a Fort Worth area Buffalo Wild Wings on Friday to make it up to everyone for you continually bashing TCU?
You know,
tell me what nuts you want, and I'll get you some nuts as a present.
I mean, the cashews are great. So I'm
you like cashews.
Yeah,
the
I
best?
Love cashews. Yeah. So
what do you like?
I like honey roasted peanuts. Okay. But I like cashews as well.
I know you found. I found out you don't like sour balls.
That's true.
Even though I got them.
I thought it was really a thoughtful gift, Mike. I didn't want to get the gift and be like, I don't want.
I could see how much it hurt. You should have just lied though, because I can see how much it hurt him when you told him the truth on Friday last week.
Yeah.
I can see it in his eyes.
I'm sorry.
He's reliving it right now.
I know. There's nothing I can do to satisfy you.
Oh my God. Please don't.
There's nothing.
Say things like that.
I can't get the flavors right that make you feel good.
I don't need you to expand like you're doing right now.
Don't worry.
Nope.
I now know. You told me you like honey.
Oh my God. And now you're going to be like, maybe if I put honey on your nuts, you'll enjoy it. That's what you don't pretend like that's not what you were going to say.
I could never see Mike saying anything like that.
Have you ever met Mike?
You take it to you go so
far,
below
bro.
The belt.
That was too far.
I get to the belly button and stop. You go so below the belt on these things.
Even what you just said felt inappropriate.
You take the belt off.
Hey, just. Corey mentioned it earlier. Supposedly players really want to get traded to the Commanders at the deadline. So, I don't know. Keep your eye out on that and see if that plays out at
all.
I got
spanked by a belt. They hurt.
Freaking heck.
They do.
Yeah, by my grandpa and my dad.
Do you think
he
deserved it?
I definitely did.
I probably deserve more spankings, to be honest.
Sometimes the way you talk now, I could definitely see that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones right here on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.